Why this works: the batter's consistency is crucial. A thinner batter allows for a crispy texture, while a thicker one yields a chewier pancake. The water to flour ratio should be balanced to maintain this texture. High heat is essential for achieving that golden crust. It also ensures that the ingredients cook through without becoming overdone. Using fresh green onions and seafood enhances flavor and texture. The moisture from these ingredients interacts with the batter, promoting a tender interior. Cooking in a well-oiled skillet ensures even browning and prevents sticking, allowing for easy flipping. The addition of an egg enriches the batter, providing structure. Eggs coagulate during cooking, helping to bind the ingredients together. This creates a cohesive pancake that holds its shape while maintaining a light, airy quality. Common mistakes: batter too thin or too thick. Target 1:1 flour to liquid ratio, by weight. Pourable but coats the back of a spoon. Cold water for extra crispness. Why it matters: too thin equals floppy, soggy pancake, can't hold the green onions. Too thick equals doughy interior that won't crisp. The right consistency is the structural foundation. What to do? Mix until just combined, lumps okay. Don't overwork. Cold water suppresses gluten formation for crispier result. Workarounds: want extra crispness? Replace 1/3 of the flour with potato starch or rice flour. Pan not hot enough. Target: medium-high heat. Pan ripping hot with oil shimmering before batter goes in. Why it matters? Cool pan equals oil absorbed into batter equals greasy pancake. Hot pan equals immediate seal, crisp exterior, no oil saturation. The signature crispy edges happen here. What to do? Preheat 2 to 3 minutes before adding oil. Test with a drop of batter, should sizzle aggressively. Workarounds: stove runs cool, use cast iron preheated longer, 4 to 5 minutes, holds heat better than thin pans. Not using enough oil. Target generous oil, about 3 tablespoons per medium pancake. Pan should look slicked, not dry. Why it matters? Pajan is half fried, half pancaked. Stingy oil equals soft uniform pancake, no crispy edges. The Korean street food version is almost pan-fried. What to do? Don't be afraid of oil here. Add more around the edges as it cooks to crisp them. Workarounds: want less oil? Use a nonstick pan and a heat-tolerant oil sprayer, still less crispy. Flipping too early. Target: wait until edges look set and slightly lifted, bottom golden, 3 to 4 minutes first side. Why it matters? Early flipping breaks the pancake into pieces. Batter still liquid underneath, filling shift, structure collapses. What to do? Lift the edge with a spatula to check the bottom color. Confident flip when underside is golden. Workarounds: pan flipping technique tough, slide onto a plate, cover with a second plate, invert, slide back into pan. Don't press with the spatula after flipping. Why it matters? Pressing forces oil and moisture out, reduces puff, and compacts the batter. The pancake should be allowed to puff slightly during cooking. What to do? Flip and let it cook undisturbed. Workarounds: for extra crispy bottom, let it cook 1 minute longer per side, rather than pressing. No dipping sauce. Target soy plus rice vinegar plus sesame oil plus chili. Optional. Small bowl per person. Why it matters? Pajan is designed to be dipped. The sauce is the bright counterpoint to the rich oil-fried pancake. What to do? Mix soy vinegar, 2:1 ratio, splash sesame oil, sprinkle chili flakes. Make while pancake rests. Workarounds: faster, simple soy plus rice vinegar, no sesame oil, still works. What to look for? A golden brown crust on both sides. Crisp edges that hold together. Bubbles forming on the surface before flipping. A slight puffing as it cooks, indicating air pockets. An aromatic scent of cooked seafood and green onions. Chef's view: pajeon is a beloved dish in Korean cuisine, often enjoyed during rainy days. Traditionally, it is made with various ingredients, including seasonal vegetables and seafood, making it a versatile option. The communal aspect of cooking pajeon reflects Korean culture, where meals are shared and enjoyed together. The technique emphasizes balance. The right amount of batter allows the fillings to shine while providing structure. Pajeon can also be adapted to include different proteins or vegetables, showcasing culinary creativity. This adaptability ensures its place in both home kitchens and restaurants, celebrated for its comforting nature and satisfying crunch.